The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
Well, thank you for calling.
Did it hang up?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I don't think it hung up.
No, it doesn't hang up when you want it to, and it apparently
it
does when you don't want it to.
So. How do you? It's not
just
hanging up.
Go away, please. Thank you for going away. Thank you for the call, Fatty, very much. Yeah, on May the 7th, I will be starting my 63rd year by turning 62. I hate that thought, but that's the reality, because when you turn 1 year old, you've already been alive a year. He opened my eyes to that fact, so I'm actually starting my 63rd year.
Downtown.
When I turned 62, Grandpa. Thank you for that. May the 7th.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Go away, please.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4241. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 7th. Of May 2024, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day, and we might have some voice letters. Hello, Boomers, Big Fatty, as in Boom Boom? No, I mean as in, Boomers, baby Boomers. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Okay, Boomer. Y'all, you're boomers today because, there's someone who is incredibly, I mean, just unbelievably older than Big Fatty, who's, having a celebration of exiting the birth canal, that's okay, Boomer, and Big Fatty, but that Boomer goes boom boom also. Well, that, and y'all, they love when the weather is going boom boom, because, you know, oh yes, Big Fatty, the little baby with the happy face, yes, Big Fatty, and can we just go ahead and get this part over with? Yes, let's do that.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake. Dun-da-dun!
We baked you a birthday cake.
If you get a tummy ache and you moan and groan and woe,
don't forget we told you so.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Make a wish, dear, and blow out the candles.
Here they go.
Yeah, I guess y'all, today, the 7th of May, y'all, it's a very important Boomer birthday. You heard her at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, I've danced in her home, and she's been to the Pride 48 out there in the Lost Wages, and y'all, had her own little show for many, many years. Yes, Big Fatty, but sunsetted it. Yes, she sunsetted it. But, y'all, I am talking about none other than the incredibly aged Auntie Vera Charles. Big Fatty, we love Auntie Vera the aged. It's true. So, y'all, if you see the old gal, wish her a big old piece of cake.
Back him, he's an asshole.
Thank you.
the calm, happy music. It's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all recorded the LFC with old Vader. And y'all, it was lovely. He recounted his 21-hour trip to make salsa. And y'all, by the way, did you enjoy Cinco de Manes? Y'all, Big Fatty didn't have any kind of Mexican Big Fatty, you didn't even have a Montezuma's Revenge explosion from your butthole. No, I didn't. anyway, y'all recorded the LFC, and y'all, then I watched the news, and then it was the 60 minutes, and y'all, it was good episode. They had that that Hakeem Jefferson on. He's the minority leader. Oh yes, I hear he's moving on up. Maybe. And then after that, what did I watch after that? It seems. I watched the most up to date episode of The Deal or No Deal, and y'all, Deal or No Deal Island, and y'all, it's a good show, and it's I'm not real happy with who was sent packing, but y'all, you know, that's the quiz program. Somebody's gotta, there's only one winner, there's only one chicken dinner. Yes, Big Fatty. And anyway, I was tired, because remember, I had been up early on a Sunday morning, and even though I went back to sleep after going to the aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for aeropuerto, and but y'all, I was ready for bed. I was tired, and y'all slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all got up. I guess I woke up. I don't know, about 6:30 a.m. in the morning. I got up and I had my coffee, had a little breakfast, read the paper, did my puzzles, and y'all, then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk, did the first half, came back, cooled down a little bit. Y'all, the humidity is getting up there, so I'm having to take a rest break in the middle of the morning nipple walk. And then I continued the nipple walk, and I did the big circle and came back, and y'all, I got a message from the Outback Steakhouse saying, "Hey, Big Fatty, you've got two $10 coupons that are going to expire this week." And I said, "Thank you for reminding me." So y'all, I went on there, and y'all, I ordered an appetizer of wings and French fried potatoes. It was the web-only special. It was the appetizer, but they threw the French fried potatoes in on top of it, because that made it the special. And so I checked out and saved my $10 on that. And y'all, then I went ahead and used the other $10 and made a separate order for their Bloomin' Onion. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, you'll be blowing it out tonight. I will indeed. The Bloomin' Onion battered fried chicken sandwich. And so, y'all, I ordered that, and I went and picked it up. And, y'all, then I went over to the Lowell's. I've been thinking about putting a sort of a brick border around the big tree in the front yard of the villa. And so I went by to look at the selection of different bricks and not pavers, but, you know, things that edge kind of things for your flower beds and all. And y'all, I finally decided on what I wanted, but I didn't get them. But y'all, you know, when I had that plug put in the backyard between the two trees that I planted, I was not pleased with the piece of wood that the guy used as a stake to attach the plug to the outlet to. So y'all, I went and got me a 2x4, but it was only about 2 feet long, something like that. So I'm gonna hammer it into the ground and then reattach the outlet to that. And y'all, I got a better cover, outdoor cover for it than the guy had put on there. I just think it needed something a little more substantial. Yes, Big Fatty. And so I got that. And but I did not buy the pavers, so I had a gift card that had about $25 on it, and y'all, this cost like $22 or something like that, so I still got about $2.50 left on that gift card. And y'all, then I came back here to the villa and had my chicken sandwich. And y'all, then the Nip and I, you know, we're going on the big vacation, the big mini vacation today. We're leaving the villa here just after high noon. And y'all, we're going to an undisclosed location and we're meeting Flo at a certain place, and then we'll go from there to get in a caravan to the undisclosed location, and we'll be there Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night. And now y'all, I don't know anything about this, so y'all, I don't know if there'll be sufficient inner tubes to upload the little show with or what. But if you don't get a little show Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, y'all, it doesn't mean I won't be recording them, but they may not be on a regular basis the rest of the week, just because I don't know what the technology of the mystery destination will be. Yes, Big Fatty. And so, y'all, we went to the Sam's Club. We were told to get items for brufkas, so we bought some of the good Wright's bacon and some Jimmy Dean sausage, and we also went over to the Walmart, and we just got some sweet rolls and eggs and milk and bread and yes, Big Fatty. And we went to the Walmart, got some grits, and the Nip wanted some a few other things, so we got those. And y'all, while we were gone, y'all, I went ahead and filled Ruby Red up. Y'all, the gas has come down. It was $2.99 a gallon. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. So I was pleased to fill up Ruby Red at $2.99 a gallon. And y'all, then got back here to the villa. And y'all, here I am recording the little show. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty!
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh,
Hey, Big Fatty. It sounds like I'm at some sort of football match, but actually I'm in a museum.
Oh, it's loud. Very loud.
Yeah, I'm out and about. I'm not in a hospital for a change.
Oh, lovely.
I'm out and about.
Are you at the cafe?
Yeah, I didn't realise that the tweet was school holidays.
Oh, yes.
So even more people and noisy kids.
Oh, yes. Sounds like a calamity.
You seem to think that it's a playground.
It is.
Around the school.
Sounds like it.
Back in my day, when we came to a museum,
you were quiet.
Quiet.
Yes.
Respectful. And,
right.
You know,
like a...
Children should be seen and not heard.
Yes.
That's what we were told.
Yes, indeed.
Hard to disagree with it, really.
I don't.
There you go. To be fair, I don't really like coming to places where there are lots of people anyway. I'm only coming here because my friend Mattis is over from Poland and we've been doing things. Yesterday we went to the Tate Modern to see the modern art.
Oh!
And all the best bits were closed.
Oh.
One of the good things about the Tate Modern is that it's in a building with a really good view across London and it's free to get into.
Oh!
So really, you know, the modern art can be good. Sometimes it can be bad. It just depends on what they're showing. But the view is always good. Unfortunately, the view was closed due to some sort of party. We don't really know why it was closed, but it was closed.
Oh.
We built our own narrative that, was probably because some artist was having a big party.
Yes.
In that really nice room at the top.
I wonder if there
building,
was
where the view is.
I wonder if there was cake.
You know, drinks and wine.
Yes.
And nibbles.
Nibbles. Cake.
Yeah, very disappointing.
Cake.
But
was there cake?
The weather's been all right.
All right.
It tried to rain a little bit.
Yes, it's raining.
We've been afternoon drinking as well.
Oh.
We had cocktails at least two afternoons.
Oh, lovely.
We've been driving around in taxis. I mean, we haven't been driving the taxis, but rather than go on buses or busy underground trains, we thought, well, we've got money to spend, so let's spend it on taxis.
Let the good times roll.
We'll take us exactly where we want to go.
Yes.
This is what we did today. We got a taxi right to the museum. And the other day, Teth wanted to go one place, so we took a taxi all the way there and then came all the way back. And he bought what he wanted in the shop that he wanted to go to. So, yeah, we've been living the rock star life.
Star life.
So,
yes,
it's good. It's all good.
Yes, it sounds good.
But the week is coming to an end, and soon Mateus has to go home. But anyway. At least I'll be able to send you a nice message whilst I'm not in the hospital. So it does make a change. So, my best wishes to Poodle, and I'll send you another message soon.
Oh,
maybe
lovely.
I'll try and make it from a location that isn't a hospital then, too.
Big Betty, did she not hear the music?
How revolutionary. Goodbye for now.
Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, I thought he was going to talk all the way to the end. No, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the old birthday gal, and birthday gal, what's your idea?
Go away, please.
Oh, yes, just the older they get, the more they want you to just, yes.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.